Following the White House announcement that Israel had agreed to four-hour daily pauses in its assault on Gaza, Democratic Representative Cori Bush spoke out against the plan, arguing that 4 hours a day are not enough and a real consequential ceasefire is still needed.
When you have the world saying we want a ceasefire, when we have the people that actually are the ones that will go and be on the ground, that would have to be the ones to carry out, the ones that did carry out, that are saying, no, 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 that's not the way. No. 4 hours. We don't want 4 hours. We don't want 16 hours. We don't want 22. We want a ceasefire now.
Bush was joined by members of About Face, an organization representing veterans who are against war. Veteran and former Army Captain Brittany Ramos de Barros said that lawmakers were failing to respect the opinions of veterans, even as they prepared to honor them over the Veterans Day weekend.
This weekend, politicians will be shaking our hands and thanking us for our service, all while continuing to fail us. They continue to ignore the will of the American people who want a ceasefire. They continue to ignore the will of veterans who are sick of being sent to kill and die in wars that make politicians and war profiteer donors richer.
Also at the event were Democratic Representatives Summer Lee of Pennsylvania and Delia Ramirez of Illinois. Lee said that veterans more than anyone understand the atrocities of war and the necessity of an end to fighting in Gaza.
To these veterans who know better than anybody what war entails and who are telling us that we must demand a ceasefire, we have to listen to them when they recount the atrocities of war, atrocities that they don't want anybody else to live through.
Bush has been outspoken about calling for a ceasefire, pointing to the thousands of Palestinians who have been killed due to Israeli airstrikes. Last month, Bush led a coalition of progressive representatives to call on President Joe Biden to work towards an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. With Jordan Sandoval, I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.